This is 88.1 FM WUWF. I'm Sandra Averhart at 6:33, and time now for our weekly review of the region's economy with Dr. Rick Harper, Director of the UWF Office of Economic Development and Engagement, currently serving as Senior Economic Policy Advisor to the Florida Senate. Rick, let's start with benefits. Cut off for the long-term unemployed, and this affects 1.3 million people.
That's right. December 28th was the date that long-term benefits expired for over a million people. And of course, that's an enormously difficult situation for individuals and families. It certainly doesn't seem like many people relish the prospect of being unemployed and picking up unemployment benefits if they're eligible. It seems that most would certainly rather be working. In Florida, the maximum weekly benefit, $275 a week. It looks like the Department of Economic Opportunity is getting its transition to the Deloitte-designed Project Connect, which will automate, update the unemployment records system, but there's still trouble. It looks like most of the people still in the queue in Florida are the ones who had flags next to their application that there was something unusual. Those who are claiming new benefits or continuation of benefits and are still eligible under Florida's plan, and of course, the duration in any given state falls as the unemployment rate falls. And Florida's unemployment rate has certainly been falling. Unfortunately, a lot of that fall has been drop in labor force. And if you're not actively looking for a job, then you're not counted as in the labor force and you're not eligible to draw benefits. So we've worked through some of the problems in Florida, but still the labor market is far from healthy.
Let's shift gears now to talk about the latest from Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, who is calling on Congress now to take action sooner rather than later on raising the nation's debt ceiling to ward off risk of U.S. default. He says the crunch that they were expecting could come by the end of next month.
My prediction is that this will be a remarkably smooth non-issue this time around. I think it's in everybody's interest politically to kick the can down the road until at least a couple of months before the election, when both sides can see who's winning, who's losing, whether it needs to be a big political football or not. But right now, I think the Republicans would rather focus on the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and the Democrats, of course, have traditionally wanted to get the debt ceiling increased and the budget passed and move forward. Until at least September, I'd say.
Let's talk now about foreclosures. Last year was actually a pretty good year in the fight against foreclosures, with filings hitting their lowest level since 2007.
Again, here's a place where Florida is a bit different. Among the hardest hit of the states, Florida, Nevada, Arizona, California, in foreclosures, we still have a ways to go in clearing out the foreclosure pipeline. A lot of that's due to the fact that a foreclosure in Florida has to go through the court system. That's a two-year-plus process. But the good news is that the number of properties entering the foreclosure process, that papers have been filed to start that foreclosure process, is clearly slowing down. The data over the last 6 months show that the number entering the process is down. That's good news for the housing market. And in fact, I was just looking at home prices for the Pensacola metro area, the two-county area, and it's clear that we reached a bottom in terms of real estate prices falling from their peak, their 2006 peak. We reached that bottom probably in quarter two of 2013, and we've turned the corner and are starting to rise again.
Rick, let's look at home at the Pensacola International Airport, which is reporting an increase of 8% in total passengers in December of 2013, and that's compared to the same month in 2012.
To me, that's just really, really good news. To get the visitor flow up, that's an indicator of health in our own economy. and, of course, health in the regional economies that send us visitors. It may also be an indication that with the opening of the Southwest routes in the end of 2013, that people are taking the opportunity to go new places. Hopefully, some visitors from Southwest destinations are looking at Northwest Florida as a relatively warmer place to spend a week or two and are coming for that reason. We saw the governor last week, actually a week and a half ago now, kick off his $100 million campaign for Visit Florida in an effort to get 100 million visitors to Florida. That would be an increase of about 6% over last year. It seems attainable, and hopefully this airport increase in Pensacola is playing right along with that trend.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.